שלום לכם, סוויטיס פרנס, שישבי אספס חוס מרמון רצי שיחו, נשמס מרצ אספס שמו, סכן רצקם ונסעת אחת רמבי עצב, וסוס וורד חי חי פיגה מס מיכל תסבסיה, שיש כל ישראל, סחוס רפואה ספיים מלוא, סחוס רפואה סייבי גל יאל ספס יוחבת, and we're going to be discussing a question that we spoke about recently. The woman Helen McHenry, originally she was Helen McHenry, from Maryland. In 1967, she converts to Judaism. She marries an Israeli through a Mexican proxy marriage to an Israeli. I don't know what even a Mexican proxy marriage is. But that's what it says in the New York Times, May 28th, 1970. She marries a Cohen named Zeidman. And she converts to Judaism later by three Reform rabbis in Tel Aviv. And she's living now in this Chiloni kibbutz, in the secular kibbutz. And she wants to be seen as Jewish by the rabbinate. And problem is, she's living on a Chiloni kibbutz. She already has children with this Kohen. And the Kohen's not allowed to marry a Gioris. She's planning to convert and to stay with her husband, the Kohen, which is Usser. She wants to be Jewish. She wants to be recognized as Jewish. So the government almost fell because of this. You can look in the New York Times, May 28th, 1970. It's documented there and other places. It's a big, big, big storm controversy in Eretz Israel. So the happy, sad ending, happy for some, sad for many others, was that Rav Goren converted her. So in a previous year, we saw Rav Goren's response to Rav Chatzkel Abramsky, where he explains his heter, based on an Achiezer, that her conversion is a valid conversion, and there's nothing to worry about. Of course, the Israeli rabbinate did not accept Rav Goren's psak. Okay, this is 1970, and already in a few years later was the brother and sister Langer case, which already put Rav Goren into eternal chayrim in various segments of the Torah world. This is before that, and already then he really, really rattled people, really got people angry. So he asserted the Geiris is kosher. Other people said, Ma pitom, it's not that you're just doing this. You know, he wanted to be Rabbi Rashi of the country. At the time, he was Rabbi Tzal. And you're doing this to appease the government. It's not for real. So this was the source of great controversy. So I found a tshuva about this, written by the Kloisenberger Rebbe. The Kloisenberger Rebbe doesn't mention Rav Goren by name. Doesn't even talk about the whole storm surrounding this shaila. He just writes, Baruch Hashem, Kiryat Sanz, Netanya, beautiful, beautiful Netanya. The 4th of Mar Cheshvan, Tov Shin Lamed Aleph. For those who are keeping track, this is 1 year and 2 days before I was born. Avar She'ele B'Koyin Adari Menachos Bol Izgayir, Himatav L'Moysa. For the Shaila of a Koyin, who lives with a Nachos, living with a Goyisha woman, and now she's coming to be Mizgayaris. Are you Makabal her or not? As a Gioris, is her Kabbalah some mitzvahs, is her acceptance of the mitzvahs a Kabbalah? She's planning to stick with her Kohen husband, which is against the Torah. So writes Rabbeinu, the Heilige, Heilige, Kloisenberger Rebbe, Chili Yesh Levar, Isser Gioris LeKohen. First, I'd like to clarify the Isser of a Gioris to a Kohen. In Yevomis, Adav Samach Aleph, Omer Aleph, Tov Tibur Tazir Masel, Ein Zayna, we see that, according to Tosfos, the Isser of a Gioris LeKohen is even in an instance where we don't know that she was Vada Mizane. She is Usser to a Kohen min HaTorah, even if she didn't previously have relations. So writes the Ramban in Perek Yitches Milchusur Abi Alach Gimel. Chayne Gioros Esher Hayne Gana Bas Yisrael Arayu Zoyna Vassur LeKohen. So they gave all Gioros a Din Zona, whether they were chaste, whether they were pure, whether they never had been had relations, or even or if they had, it doesn't matter. Every non-Jewish woman has a halachic status of a zona, and therefore she is usher to marry a kohen. Torah says a kohen is not to marry a zona, and she is in this class. Ravid, seems to hold that it's only from a pasuk in Yecheskel, Besulos Mizera Beis Yisrael. They have to marry. It's a pasuk Midivrei Kabbalah. So he learns from the pasuk in Yecheskel that Kohanim are now allowed to marry Gioros. So it's only an Isser Midivrei Kabbalah. This is based on a Gemara in Kiddushin, and I find Ches, that darshins in this pasuk, that Kohen is not allowed to marry a girl, even if she was Mizgayera, as Pachas Mishalashana, where the Bia is, doesn't really make her a Ba'ula. But nevertheless, we have a pasuk, Midivrei Kabbalah, that's how the Ravid holds, a Gioris is a Sur LeKohen. Even if she was in the Zana, however, the Chayvid himself, Perak Tzayin Meisuri Bi Alocha Beis, Sasam Belashainai, Valo Gioros LeKohen Asura Midoi Raisayi. So there he says in Surah Bi 16:2 that a Gioros to a Kohen is a Surah Dei Raisa. Again, and elsewhere he says in Surah Bi 18:3 that it seems to hold it to Midivrei Kabbalah. On the other hand, maybe in 16:2, he's talking about a case where she was Nivala, Kodem, like a Rashi in Yivam Asayin Vavam Beis, Divram Asla Koin Ayin Sham. Or maybe he says Midai Raisa, because Divrei Torah, Divrei Kabbalah, Damian. So those are two possibilities. But definitely a Gioras is a Surah. Okay. Perek to Zion. Alacha Beis, Kasev Alava Magid, Lo Mufurish Lavi Bikra, Perek Yitchatz, Alacha Gimel, Kasev Yarash, Vesim Araibit, Shenim Chalzona Bikra, Vesherashi Sri Lake Yarambam. So he writes that the Magid Mishnah writes that the Lav isn't Mufurish in the Torah. And he writes in the 18th Perek in the 3rd Halacha that the Rashba is masking to the Ravid, that she's not included in the Zon in the Pasuk, Stam Gioras. And that Rashi holds like the Rambam that she is. Gioras is included in the Isser in the Pasuk. Vayem Beis Shmuel and Simon Vav, Sif Katan Chaf. He learns according to Rashi in Parakabal Yavimto that Dafka Benivalala Akum, when she had beer with a guy, then she is Asura Midaraisa LeKohen. However, Tosfos, the Rambam, and the Rosh hold even if she was in Nevelis, she's Asura LeKohen. The Ravid learns from, and the Rashba learn from the Pasuk in Yecheskel, like we mentioned before. Kim Besulas Mizera Beis Yisrael. And we have to understand what the and then he continues and he says, "Chaynu dasa toisiv zasam chal for the dasa rami alfinu mikra dizana more of a Torah." So the Magid Mishnah had written that dasa toisiv is that you learn from the pasuk in Yecheskel. Dasa toisiv with dasam chal. But if you read the Tosis and dasam chal, you'll see that he, Tosis is learning that really Zona and the Pasuk, Gioras is the Zona and the Pasuk, just the Asmachta is a Pasuk in Yecheskel. But really it's rooted in the Pasuk in the Torah, so it's shver in the Magid Mishnah. He also writes the Magid Mishnah that the Rashba learns like the Ravid, that's derived from a Pasuk in Yecheskel. And when our Rashba, Yevamah 60b, he writes that even though it's Divrei Kabbalah and Kidai Raisininu, Ela Da'asi Yecheskel V'Gali. Ela V'Svir Lei De'ena Mitam Zayna, Bal Zeh Hevi Sham Me'arayv Et Perek Yit Ches Mitzvei Bi'a Nala In Sham, Mizeh Hoitzi Abeis Shmuel Da'arayv Et Svir Lei Ka'arayv Et Da'arash V'Svir Lei Ka'arayv Et Ach Mikol Moko Amarei Kosev D'Doi Raisininu. So the Rashba references the Ravid, the Rashba himself says that it's Doraisa. Yecheskel was Megala, but it's really a din Doraisa. Chema Ravid Gufa, Beperek Tazayim, Esurei Bia. The Ravid writes, Pashtis is Doraisa. So the Ravid who gets it from the Pasuk in Yecheskel, elsewhere also holds it's Doraisa. Because if she is a gyros, the coin minatorahu, it's really minatorah, and then Yecheskel, asmeche mitam zona. But it's really minatorah. And then in Sivus Lasheves, he writes in Simon Vav, Sivkot Nyebeis, that even according to the Ravid, a gyores, Minatara Lacho Moshe Misinai is Asura. Just Yecheskel came and Asmachei Akra, and he made a pasuk. He was Samech on the pasuk. Yecheskel gave us a pasuk. It's really rooted in Halacha Moshe Misina. So according to this, we understand the Ravid in Tesvav Meisurei Bia, where he says that a Gioris Lekon is a Sur Daraisa, because we have Halacha Moshe Misina that it's a Sur Daraisa. And then Yecheskel just wrote a Pasuk about it, but it's really rooted in the Torah. Just according to the Ravid, your coin doesn't get Malkus for her. Because if Ula the coin Gadol doesn't get Malkus, so a Zona to a regular coin also doesn't get Malkus. By a Ula coin Gadol, it says Kiyim Besula Me'am of Yikach. So you don't get Malkus for that, it's an Asay. You're also, it's Halacha Moshe Misinai. So there's no Malkus. So we have a question. What exactly the source is? If she didn't have Bia when she was a Gaya, is it Daraisa or is it from Yecheskel? But it could be that everybody holds it's Daraisa, even those who bring the pasuk from Yecheskel. It could be that originally it's Halacha Moshe Misina. And the Shaila is it included in the pasuk about Zona? Or no, you get it from Yecheskel, not from the Pasuk of Adzana. But Lekulei Alma, it's Asur. And it could be Lekulei Alma, it's Asur Daraisa. In Yevamos Pei Dalet Amud Beis, we see that if there's an Ashara in the man, there's an Ashara in the woman. So if a Kohen's now allowed to take a Zona is now allowed to be taken by a Kohen. And there's also the issue of Lifnei Iver. And even according to those who hold that a Gioris isn't a Zana Daraisa, that's if she didn't have Bia. But if she had Bia, even with the man who was supposedly her husband, when she was a Goy, he made her a Zana Daraisa. It was not only if she had Bia with a Goy, it was by Pasha she's a Zana. But even if she had Bia with her Jewish husband, because that is an act of znus, she's not allowed to be with her Jewish husband when she's a Goya. So that made her into a Zona. So could be everybody holds it's a Zona Doraisa. In the case where she was with her a Jewish man beforehand. And even though after the Geirus, the husband lived with her without Kiddushin, according to the Rambam, is only an Isser Torah B'Zona. If there's no Kiddushin, then she's called a Zona. Migdal Oz, Perek Tesfav, Misur, V'Yalach HaBeis, V'Ar Shmuel, Simit Zayin, Simit Chof. There's a lot of poskim argue with the Rambam and hold that any forbidden relationship that makes her into a zoner, not only with kedushin. The Gamadas HaRambam, the Minchas Chinuch holds that there's an Isur Torah. And look at the Minchas Chinuch, Mitzvah Samach Vav, Samach Zayin. And even according to the Rambam, there's at least a Lifnei Iver. The famous Minchas Chinuch, that even if you're machshel, somebody missed the Rabbanah, you're over on Lifnei Iver Daraisa. Even Daraisa is even bad advice, even being certainly being machshel them, and you miss the Rabbanah. So what do we have over here in our hands, good friends? We have that this is a pretty bad Aveira for her to be living with this Jewish man after she converts. So let's say she's doing a good conversion with a nice beis din of three good kosher rabbanim, dayanim. All right, but she's planning to continue living with her kohen husband. Not to mention the fact that she's on a chiloni kibbutz, which doesn't exactly have a mikvah, to say the least, and doesn't keep, you know, and secular kibbutzim, the level of religious observance is sometimes very low in a good case, and all too often is nil. Nil, I'm saying, not even Yom Kippur in some places. I have a friend, who's not an Orthodox boy who strayed, and he ended up in a secular kibbutz. He told me that they don't even allow bar mitzvahs. You can't make a Jewish bar mitzvah, Jewish wedding on the kibbutz. Like, you want to do something Jewish, go somewhere else. Can't make Kiddush. So that's where she is, and she wants to convert to Judaism, and we're going to consider this woman a Jew, and she's going to continue living with the children she had when she wasn't Jewish, and with her Kohen husband. So it says, Marenu Rabbeinu, the Heilige Kloisenberger Rebbe, V'lezeh, Kevin Shemizgayeres G'day Lahamshich V'ladurim HaKohen, Lekakan Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs. She hasn't accepted upon herself mitzvahs. And that's definitely ma'akev. That's the geirus. Geirus is kabbalas ha-mitzvahs. Telling them about the mitzvahs and accepting mitzvahs are two different things. Hodos mitzvahs, you don't have to tell them. Even if they don't know about all the mitzvahs, there's still a geir. That's not ma'akev b'di'evin. As the Rambam says, Yisurah B'ya 13:17. But kabbalas mitzvahs, they have to be makabal. Whatever all the mitzvahs I'm going to know about, I'm going to keep. And I'm going to find out about it. So she's clearly not planning to keep mitzvahs. So the whole thing is bogus. Karkosav v'shutchem d'shleime yeradei esim en choftes shodas mitzvahs ulo hidia inyan ha-mitzvahs v'chein z'charon v'oyin shalav l'kshayime she'enu makabal mitzvah achas. And the person says they're not makabal a mitzvah, or we see, we know that they're not being makabal a mitzvah pshita shizem ha'akiv ha-geiris. Rambam writes Mefurish, you're doubted me, Surabi Allah Ches, even if a ger is makabal the whole Torah, except for Diktuk Echad, you're not makabal him. Makar is Becheres, Daf Laman Amabe, is Akmishabal the Kabbal of Divra Torah, Chutz me, Dovor Echad, ain't makabal the Moise. Beis Yitzchak, Yeradeh, Chedek, Beis Simon Kufo, Siyot, Mitzide, Mikodin, Tibdiyevet, in Lord Samakabal Mitzvah, has Havi Ger, Zig, Losh, ain't makabal, Shinak, to Begumar, Ramish, Mashrak, Lechatkila. So the Beis Yitzchak first wanted to say that no, it's not makabal the Evet. It's not makiv b'di'evad, ain't makablin. It says ain't makablin, only the chatchila. B'di'evad they're a ger. But how can you say this? Kabbalah, you have to be makabal mitzvahs, otherwise, how are you a Jew? And that's really been the kav of the Rabbanim for the last few hundred years, where we've had these problems. Beforehand, it's not clear. But definitely in the last 100, 200 years, when you have a ger who comes along and isn't planning to keep mitzvahs, so it's not gerus. We have a problem here in Medinat Yisrael. There are so many bogus gerim walking around. They're just going gemurim. They went through some fictitious ceremony of Geirus, and what the Rabbanim rely on, I'm assuming, if they're relying on anything, those who do it, is that they say they're going to accept upon themselves mitzvahs, and afterwards we don't look, we don't check. They declared, they didn't say they're being mekabel anything chutz midaber echad. They accepted upon themselves the whole Torah. But if it's clear from these, so that may be the justification. I am not involved in Nifrei HaInyan. I'm not a member of the rabbinate or anything official like that or unofficial. Just read about it. But from what I've read, there's just a lot of hanky-panky going around and a lot of illicit gerim and just terrible that people think they're Jews and there's no way to stop them. There was a great tzaddik, a goyim olam, a dayan, whose name was Rav Avram Dov Levin. He was an Ov Beis Din in Yerushalayim, lived in Bnei Brak. It's an incredible sefer. His son wrote about him. His son actually took over. His son's a young, also tremendous gaon, Talmid Chacham, Yerei Shamayim, son of Yehoshua. So he wrote about his father, Rav Avram Dov, who for decades was involved in this. And there was one story where they wanted to check him out because they said, oh, he's such a machmir, he's such a machmir. So they wanted to find ways to get rid of him. So they sent him a couple and they said, oh, he's going to give them a runaround and that's going to be the test. And because of that, we're going to fire him because he's just too strict. So he meets the couple, he asks them some routine questions, and then he says, you know what? I suggest we just bypass all the paperwork, and within the next few days, we can do a wedding for you right here in the courtyard here of the Rabbanut, of the Machleket Nisuin, whatever, of the Rabbanut, of the marriage department, and we'll do chick-chack, and then you want to have a party afterwards, you can have a party. They came to him, this couple. He was a doctor, a Russian doctor. She was a nurse. She came in and not dressed, so with sneers. He says, see, I do a quickie. We'll get married and Shalom al Yisrael Mazel Tov. So they were thrilled. Wow, we're going to bypass all the bureaucracy. And this is, they were testing him to see what a machmir was. And here he was so makel. He let them get married. You know, he just looked at their paperwork. And a minute later, he said, that's it. You're fine. You're kosher. So afterwards, he explained that they're goyim gemurim. The two of them are just goyim gemurim. And there's no reason they can't get married. Goyim are allowed to get married. They don't need the rabbanut. And he knew they're not going to do a real conversion. And he also knew that he can't change that it says in their Tudat Zehut that they're Jewish. That he wouldn't be able to do. The only thing he said was, is that, well, you'll get married with another couple at the same time. And this way he avoided the brachas levatola, because he can't make sheva brachas under the chuppah. So they say, yeah, your sheva brachas, they count for both of you, both couples. So he saw they were goyim. And now they're listed, but the fact that they're listed as Jews, it can't be stopped. Now their children are going to be listed as Jews. So we have a very, very big problem in the state of Israel with so many non-Jews walking around claiming they're Jews. And the psak for almost everybody is that based on the Rambam, based on understanding of the Rambam and the Gemara, I mean, some more progressive, a left wing, it's not nice to give labels, but the very left-wing rabbis say, no, it only started with the Beis Yitzchak, and the end of Beis Yitzchak said, no, they have to be mekabel mitzvahs. But beforehand, there was no such thing, and even if they're not mekabel all the mitzvahs, it's not ma'akev. So that's, you know, that's depends how you learn the Rambam. Of course, one can learn the Rambam differently. But the accepted havan of the Rambam is that if you see that they're not mekabel mitzvahs, then they're not Jewish. And here we had this case of this Helen Zeidman, who was planning to continue living with her husband, the Kohen, after she converts. So, you know, at the very, very lowest, it's, you know, according to some sheet, there's only an Issa Derabanan. Because who says she was Mizana before, and who says that sleeping with her Jewish boyfriend before her conversion was makes her a Zona, even though, again, the Rebbe argues that no, she sleeps with her Jewish boyfriend before she's converted, that makes her a Zona. And we're also chayshish that she slept with other men also. She was a woman in her mid-30s. So the Geirus is not a Geirus, she's a Goya, and that's it. There's nothing to talk about. That is the what the psak of most Rabbanim is. And nevertheless, as I mentioned, Rav Goren was Megayer her, so I'm not here to argue with Rav Goren. Obviously, Rav Goren is on his small pinky toe. He knew more Torah than I've ever known. And he was also much, much smarter than I am. So I'm not here to argue with him, but just to present the other side. This is the other side. He said he was samech on a tshuva of Rav Chaim Oizer. So I'm a spoiler. I don't know what to do with that Rav Chaim Oizer, but it's definitely not the consensus. And that other shiur we gave on this, we discussed the quote of the tshuva from Rav Chaim Oizer. Now writes the Rebbe. Omnam be'ikar divrei Beis Yitzchak dafshe makabel fiv lehedyo al mitzvos eino geiris in libo ba'al imay. So the Beis Yitzchak says that even if the person says they're makabel mitzvahs, they declare they're makabel mitzvahs, but they're not planning to do it, doesn't mean anything. So yesh la'ayin tuva. That's not so pashut. The maishna me'aritva bi'yavam eschof da'alad on the base. You know, the Rebbe was just an incredible gana gayim. Kleisenberger Rebbe. We've had some shiurim from his Torah, and hopefully we'll have more in the future. You just see a man who has suffered so much in his life. It's just indescribable. His physical, I don't know what it was worth, his physical suffering, his emotional suffering, losing 10 children in the Holocaust, 10 or 11. And the way he was tortured by the Nazis. But afterwards he came to Eretz Yisrael, and he's just, you know, if anyone ever needs a life coach, you know, somebody to inspire them, you just read the biography of the Kleisenberger. You see a person who dealt with trials and tribulations like a superhero. He built Laniato Hospital when he saw Jews suffering. He said, or Jews suffering, he said, if I get out of this alive, I'm not going to let Jews suffer like that. I'm going to open up a hospital, a beautiful, beautiful hospital. I spent a lot of time there visiting my great-grandmother. In the 1980s, she lived in Netanya. She's actually buried right near the Rebbe Zatzal. And hospital api halacha, and the highest level of medical care. There was once a debate whether to get a certain type of needles. There were two different types of needles, and one was a lot more expensive than the other. Just the more expensive one hurt a little bit less. A little bit less it hurt. It was a lot more expensive. And the Rebbe said, no. Got to get the more expensive. He was raising the money, right? It was on his shoulders. He said, you have to get the more expensive ones. And they wanted to put, you know, some Baal Tshuva literature in the desk drawers in the hospital. It's the best place to be makariv people. You know, someone's sick. They're down. You tell them, it's Rabbana Shel Olam, do tshuva, Salem Haba. It's a good time to get them. He said, no missionary tactics in the hospital. We're here to heal people. He's very happy if someone does tshuva, but not that's not the purpose of the hospital. The purpose of the hospital is to heal people. So that's, you know, I could see someone arguing with this, but definitely came from a pure place. And the Kleisenberger Rebbe was not a, you know, not modern in any sense of the word. And when he saw someone go against halacha, he was fire and brimstone. There are nice stories about that as well. But he felt that it's not the right thing to do to try to get people to be machzir people to tshuva when they're in a hospital bed. So he disallowed that, and the mifal hashas, where he has so many avreichim learning through shas and being chazering and being and memorizing it, and getting a stipend, building up the kiryat sans, and they told him no. They said to him, don't you don't have to build a hospital. They told him, we're going to build the. We're going to build a hospital, and we're going to invite you to put up the mezuzahs. I think they said they had three hospitals planned, if I remember the story correctly. And you'll come to put up the mezuzahs. That's what the secular establishment told him. And he said, you know what? I'm going to build a hospital, and you come to my hospital to put up the mezuzahs. So in the end, he's the one who built the hospital, and they didn't end up building their hospital. So he was really special. In any event, back to our story. The Ritva Yevamis writes Nachav Beis on Chav Dalad on the Beis Kusim Geiri Arayis Shalom is Gairi Belev Shalom. So Kusim were Geiri Arayis. They converted because of lions, and they didn't convert Belev Shalom. They were just afraid. Shemizem Muchat Shaboy Kabbala Belev Dezula Zelavi Ger Klav Lom Vinim Bezed Vam Shalavi and Vam Vadi Gam Kusim Amr Befiem Shemkav Lomol Mitzvus. So He brings a raya from the Ritva and Yevamos. Yevamos, it says from this Ritva that the Kusim were gerei arayas, and why they weren't misguided with Leishon. It was only because it was an aleph arayas, only because they were afraid of the lions, and they didn't mean it. So from this we see that you need Kabbalah B'Lev. You don't say Dvarim Shebelev Einim Dvarim, because they definitely said with their mouths they're Gerim, but they really weren't. So even though they said they're converting, they didn't have a proper Kabbalah B'Lev, and therefore you see that what you say doesn't mean anything. And you say Dvarim Shebelev are Dvarim, and you also have to think it in your heart. But the Rebbe says, I don't understand the Raya. There they did a Maisa. We see in Malachim 2, chapter 17, verse 33. V'esalaheim hayu oivdim. They still served the Rezara. So we see Lahedja, they weren't misguided B'Lev Shalom. V'ein Baradak. Cohen told them that even though they're serving their gods, their heart should be for Hashem. But lemaisa ain't shem the radak. But you see that they're not sincere. So it wasn't because they didn't think it in their heart. It's because they did a maisa lahedya, and that made them gerei arayas. They did a maisa lahedya that showed they weren't proper gerei. Zesh kasev ritzvah, shakasev omer aleihem v'selohem ayoivdim loymar shalom nizgayu v'leim shalom lo kiblu aleihem. Mind the machshir asim sabed and zgayr v'kivul aleim. So you see, mafurish, they were makabel. Those who were machshir say, no, they were makabel. The fact they were serving idols, so that proves that they are continuing serving of idols. Proves that they didn't mean it. So the Maisa B'Shas Kabbalah says the Kabbalah B'Peh. So the Maisa B'Shas Kabbalah says the Kabbalah B'Peh. It's nothing. Maybe Kabbalah B'Peh has been enough. As long as you're not doing a Maisa B'Shas the Geirus, you're not involved in such terrible things. Well, the Yishlomer doesn't make a rise like a Kabbalah, but Klal, maybe there wasn't a Kabbalah at all, like the Rambam says, it's the Rabbi of 1316, like Abi Shlomer, 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 Bezing, here. Mashmo, Sekros, Shem, Hachi, Ushanish, Lach, Shem, Rechad, Mea, Kohan, Kragam, Mea, Radak, so it could be they didn't have a Kabbalah at all. We call Mokoyim, V'chai Gavna, the Chazinon, Shem, Machzik, the Aveira, V'shar, Shebol, V'zgaya, U'ketoyva, V'sher, It's, V'yodin, V'adai, the Lein, Machshiv, Mashim, Makabal, Stam, all our mitzvahs. The mice of Sosim is the Buruk Gere Arias Havi. They say, hey, how you wife them? Uvade should see him loyma la shell of the first me Avera. But if Bishas mice have been built in Vavni Avera, the Geras is garnished with garnished with garnished. So you want to argue that if you have a Kabbalah B'Peh, it doesn't matter what you're thinking in your heart, okay, but not that you're involved in an Avera. And this Helen was living on a secular kibbutz with her husband who's a Kohen. So she's mamish b'shas hagera, she's involved in avera. Umayusha b'zeh medrash k'sher Yisrael oimdim al haSinai b'kshu lignov da'asayin v'avtu b'fim. Somebody sits like Shem. They love the Kabbalah B'Leiv. Well, if he's very nice and shabby, doesn't he say Avera B'Yodim? But I'm ready to see Yata and Shemik Yigeris B'Chai Gav, so call to Avi B'Perach, and then I might say it's B'Shas the Kabbalah. So here he brings Mamish, it's a Kula, incredible Kula, he says. That there's no Raya that if you make a declaration B'Peh, if your heart feels differently, then it doesn't count. No, your declaration is good as long as you're not doing an Avera B'Shas HaKabbalah. If you're involved in Avera at the time of the Kabbalah, then your Kabbalah means nothing. But if it's just in your heart that you're going to continue doing Averas, then maybe the Geiris is a good Geiris. And that's why we see in the Medrash that when they were at Har Sinai, they wanted to be going to Das Ayam. that in their mouths they said Nasa v'nishma, but in their hearts they didn't mean it. And yet you see it worked. So you see that a Kabbalah b'peh works, even though it's not belayv. So maybe as long as you make a declaration, then you're Jewish. Again, this is the crux of the question. If you make a declaration, let's say you're not Oymed Ba'averi, you're not involved in the Aver at that time, but you're not planning to keep anything, so most Rabbanim today paskin that it's nothing, like the Beis Yitzchak, that it's not Gerus at all. The declaration means nothing. But certainly, the Rebbe is mitzadeh the other way. But no, the declaration could work, possibly, but here he's talking about this specific shaila, in this specific case, she's oimedes ba'avera, v'im kein l'nidon, t'idon, t'lahar be'ishitois, hitavo l'achra giyura al isur zoyna do'i raiso. So after which she's going to be over on an isur zona, and maybe in our case, l'kule alma she's a zona, because she was already sleeping with him when she was a goya. Akoponim, it's an isur derabonon, and the whole geiris is to continue living with this guy. Rav Koren said, no, she had an atiyah to Yiddishkeit when she was a little girl already. She's been wanting to convert for years. Yeah, but maybe she wants to be a member of the Jewish people, but to join the club, you need to be mekabel mitzvahs. So this was most certainly a fascinating shaila, and obviously there's so much more to talk about, so hopefully in future shiurim we will revisit this. I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.